this is a typical Clevedon-Bridge oyster dredge, a flat-bladed oyster dredge. There's no teeth in it. So as you see, it's more or less a triangular piece of metal, a triangular frame with a flat blade in it, and two shoulders joining onto the blade. And you've a bar about a third of the way, a quarter of the way up the dredge to tie on the net. So you make a net bag, or a maul of dredges, they call it around here, and it's attached onto the dredge. It's made in two sections. The bottom section wears, because it's dragging along the bottom, it wears much quicker than the top section. So you make it in two sections and then weave them together. And you weave them, you have a stick then at the back of the net, what we call the maja dredge, that keeps the net open, and when you fire the dredge from the boat into the water, it stops the bag from going through the dredge and fouling the blade.
Yeah.
So the dredge is thrown over the side of the boat and pulled along the bottom of the ground, the bottom of the sea, by scraping the oysters into the bag. And every now and again you haul in the dredge onto the boat, onto the stage of the boat, and you sort through the shells, keeping the market size oysters and throwing back everything else.
The market size oysters?
In terms of native oysters, you're talking 3 inches upwards. In terms of Pacific oysters, you're talking 65 grams up.